T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The level of competition gets greater. You like a team against Atlanta, you're not going to face anyone like that. You're not going to face the bottom feeders. Now, the only team that you would feed that might be around 500 would be if they don't get the one or two and they have to play at Philly or Dallas. That would be where you go, okay, well, this is a game you should win. Whereas even if they're hosting, when you play the better teams, you still have to see them do it when it really, really counts. That to me right now, that's the next step. He's already shown me the regular season. Every question that we've talked about on the show, he's answered them. And then some. Every big throw, every big play. He hasn't had, and the other thing we were concerned about, what would the turnover issue be like? And he hasn't had a ton of turnover. So I think he's alleviated that issue. So I think we could put that behind us.
Adam, I got to ask you about something going on in the NFL outside of the Bay Area. And, you know, I didn't give a damn about Spygate. I didn't give a damn about Deflategate, because I know Brady and Belichick were two of the best at their profession. But this incident with the Bengals is sticking with me, because I'm just not buying the excuse. Where are you at? And does, to you, Adam Kaplan, does this tarnish what the Patriots and Belichick have done? Because there's got to be something going on here.
Well, actually, this is what happened. This is my understanding of it. Really, I've started on this on Monday just to get a bird's eye view of what the league thinks and what other people have talked about here. Basically, there's a documentary going on about Bill Belichick and the Do Your Job series, which they document for the Patriots website, and just about behind the scenes and how things are run with the Patriots. So this videographer is there, but for whatever reason, doesn't tell the Bengals that they're doing it. I don't know why. They just got a regular media pass. But for whatever reason, was shooting video of the bench, because the person who was shooting the video was shooting one of their scouts. But why they didn't tell the Bengals this, I don't know, and the league's going to have to answer this. They have not released a statement yet about what they found out. It's very strange. But again, I'm going to believe for now the excuse and what the Patriots have said. And they're pretty emphatic about it. That's what happened. Belichick has repeatedly said, I had nothing to do with it. He's like, it's not like this would come through his desk. Hey, Bill, just so you know, they're going to be shooting your scout there. He doesn't get into the video part of it. If it has something to do with the scout doing his job or not doing his job, that's completely different. But it has nothing to do with it. They're just shooting a video of people doing their job. But again, all they had to do is tell the Bengals about this, and we wouldn't be talking about it.
Speaking of Belichick, Adam, that documentary yesterday, Nick Saban, Belichick, man, pretty damn good on HBO. If you haven't checked that one out yet, I'm sure you know both of those guys.
I've taped it. Pretty good.
So yeah. I won't spoil it for you. I want to talk about the Raiders real quick. Their last game in Oakland, California, coming up Sunday against the Jaguars. And I just look at Derek Carr. I wonder if he's going to make it to Vegas with that team. You see his body language. He's obviously frustrated. Doesn't have really any playmakers out there outside of Josh Jacobs and Darren Waller. But what do you think about that situation with John Gruden and Derek Carr? You see a scenario in which Derek Carr may not make it to Vegas with the Raiders?
Yeah, it's interesting. So from talking to the Raiders, in our last year they told me that he was good, not great. And they figured in year two he'd be better. And I would say up to about 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was no doubt that he'd be their starter of the future. But I think you just touched on it. They have one outside receiver that they use, Tyrell Williams, and his numbers are going way down because it's been very easy to cover him. You mentioned Josh Jacobs, who's their bell cow running back. The way that the offense is structured, it's basically through two tight ends. Their second tight end, Foster Moreau, I'm told, suffered a serious knee injury. He was their fourth-round pick out of LSU, so they lost him. They just don't have enough passing targets. That's on Gruden and Mike Mayock, folks. It's less about Derek Carr. I would say better chance that he goes to Vegas with them than not. But, man, they have to help him. And I know that they're not happy with the production of the passing game lately. And Gruden, if you heard his press conference this week, he blamed everything on injury. Well, you know what? Then Gruden, who has personnel control, he's got to take that into consideration when he decides what he wants to do, if anything, with Derek Carr.
Hey, Adam, we're going to talk about this in a minute on the show, so you may as well give us your thoughts of Le'Veon Bell bowling on a Saturday night till 1 o'clock and then not playing the next day for the Jets.
Well, he was not cleared anyway because of the flu. He couldn't be around the team. But the point is this. First of all, you should be at home when you have the flu. You can't really be around anyone. Even if it's family members or other people, you're going bowling. You're still going to be touching a bowling ball. Like, what are you doing? It's just, this guy is not 21, 22 years old. This is a veteran running back. The optics are terrible. Adam Gase, the head coach, talked about it. He addressed it. He wasn't happy that he did it, but he wasn't. It just was not a point of contention for him. He's got greater things to worry about.
Right.
A la the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow night, where they ought to get smoked. By the way, this could be an ugly game for them. Where they and by the way, they've been playing better lately. They're playing more competitive football in Gase's second year. So we're going to take a look here, just kind of going forward, of when we look at the Jets and Sam Darnold, of what they can be in the future. And don't forget, they have a new general manager. It would be Gase's second year next year, and Joe Douglas is for a full year next season. Joe Douglas, although he is tight with Gase, they worked in Chicago together, they have a massive overhaul to make. Based on what I've heard, that Joe Douglas is probably going to blow this roster up. Their offensive line is one of the worst of the National Football League. They have a lack of pass rushers. It's a bad roster. By the way, very similar to what the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch took over 3 years ago.
Adam, it's funny. You mentioned tomorrow night's game between the Ravens and Jets, and I'm just wondering, we heard all the rhetoric with Lamar Jackson. Can he keep it up? Will he get hurt? One of these tackles are going to do him in. He runs too much. All of a sudden, I see an issue with the quad. If you're the Ravens, do you dare think about keeping him out of tomorrow night's game?
Well, he's taken a majority of the first-team reps, which would indicate that he's going to start. It really depends on what type of – if it's a quad strain, it's a good question. Like, you really don't want to exacerbate this situation on a short week. They have to be very careful. This is a game, again, they really shouldn't struggle. But I think they have to be careful here. When you look at the Ravens situation – it all starts with that quarterback based on the run game structure, and he's a bigger part of it, actually, in a way, than Mark Ingram is. So I'll be very interested to see what they do with him tomorrow night. They've not said or indicated that he won't be starting, but they have to be very careful. This is actually an injury. You know, not enough people are talking about this. This is his first injury. I track these things that I could see that he's had this season.
Yeah. Wow.
And you don't want to have a setback.
No, no doubt about it. Real quick, Adam, the Rams are getting hot here, two in a row. They got healthy against Arizona. They beat the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football to help out the 49ers here. I'm starting to worry about the Rams here moving forward, especially with the Niners' injuries here with Richard Sherman. And I know we talked about it earlier in this interview, Adam, but Quan Alexander, that injury starting to catch up with this football team. Richard Sherman, of course, not sure what's going on with Jaquaski Tartan, his broken rib.
I doubt he plays this week.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, I doubt he plays.
Yeah, well, any of these guys, I know you said you probably don't need them going into that Seattle game, but I'm a little concerned here that the Niners could drop two of their last three, especially that Saturday night against a desperate Rams team who looks like they're going to go down to Dallas and handle business and then possibly be in a hunt playing the Niners a couple Saturdays from now.
Yeah, look, no doubt. Now, when you look at the game with the Rams this week, the issue that I have with the Rams is they have three offensive line changes that they've had recently. Havenstein, their right tackle, had knee surgery several weeks ago, and he hasn't been ready yet. That's a concern for me, but you're right. They're getting Jared Goff going here. Their passing game's going. Jalen Ramsey's playing very well. They did a good job against Russell Wilson, by the way. Really good job. They shut him down. So yes. Now the Rams, though, they're realistically fighting for a wild card spot, and I think that's kind of where we're headed here. Look, they've got a 3-game lead on the Rams here, so I don't think you have anything to worry about. But the fact of the matter is, that I am concerned, as we started this and we're going to end this kind of the same way. I am concerned. It's a great way to set this up. I am concerned about these defensive injuries because depth, when you go to it, you can only take you so far. It's not as the same as starters. So many teams in the National Football League have learned about that.
Adam, thanks as always. Really,
great.
Hey, were you at the Philly game on Monday?
Yeah, unfortunately I was. It was so dreadful. It was
that was a gutsy win.
I'll give the Eagles credit. Their season was kind of on the line here, and I give Carson Wentz credit. It was one of the worst performances I've seen of any team this season in the first half. It was so bad. It looked like they quit, and obviously they had urgency, and apparently talking to a couple players, they had a great halftime talk. And these things generally don't mean anything, but it certainly did in this case, and I give Philly credit. And like I said, if by a miracle the Niners don't have a first or second seed, They could be coming to Philly or Dallas, so we'll see what happens.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it, as always.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game's NFL insider.
Yeah, I should be at that game.
Whoa, that was good. In the rain.
Oh, hey, if,
I watched
great,
it.
Great teams win when they don't have their fastball going.
And that's for the Greg Ward Jr.
Now, if I came in Tuesday, hey, Steiny, I watched that game, you'd have been like, what for, guru?
Yeah, I didn't watch.
That's my Steiny.
I was watching the Warriors on Monday.
Yeah, so was I.
Against Memphis. Warriors, of course, playing the New York Knicks tonight, 7:30. Knicks coming off a loss at Portland.
A blowout.
The debut of Alan Smilagic.
Now you got me juiced.
Pascal.
Alan Smilagic.
Well, he's already shown he's going to get Rookie of the Year. Now it's time for...
Who? Pascal?
Yeah.
John Morant's going to get Rookie of the Year.
Well, Joe had... Vegas had... Joe mentioned it on the morning show. He's 4-1 to get it. Pascal's number one. Wasn't even on the list
not.
To start the season.
No
yeah.
chance he's ahead of John Morant.
Yeah, he's
right
number
now.
One
no.
right now. Four I listened wrong. To our morning show.
Yeah, and they're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you who else is going to definitely get more votes than Pascal.
Who?
DeAndre Hunter in Atlanta. He's putting
I don't
up
even think Joe mentioned him. Yeah, right? I don't even think Joe mentioned him.
By the way, your boys blew that one. Travis Slinkin oh, yeah. can't be happy.
Your boy went Westbrook. Young.
Good.
He said it's over.
Good. He's arrived. He's arrived.
This guy.
Treat him like a big boy now. Treat him like a big boy.
Oh, man.
The defense, the 49ers defense.
Oh, man.
It looks like they're going to well, they will head into Sunday's game against the Falcons without Sherman, without D. Ford, obviously without Quan Alexander.
Damn.
I guess we'll see about Kaywan Williams. He's in concussion protocol right now. So it's not. I'm not worried about the defense necessarily Sunday, but how they handle these guys moving forward with the final two games being versus the Rams and at Seattle. They as difficult as it sounds, they may have to bite the bullet and not have Sherman and D. Ford play that last game of the year.
You better hope that last game of the year, too, is irrelevant, fellas. You're Niner fans. Man, they're the biggest Carolina Panther and Arizona Cardinal fans. What I mean by that is Seattle's playing Carolina this Sunday in Carolina, 10 a.m. starting. Then they play the Arizona Cardinals at home at Kyler Murray Company. You hope. The hope is, in the best-case scenario, the Niners win the next two and Seattle loses one of the next two
right.
to make that game irrelevant. But it does look like that if you do go into Week 17 playing for the division and playing for the number one seed, see, you're going to have to do it without D. Ford. You're going to have to do it without Richard Sherman. Obviously, without Quan Alexander. What's happening with Jaquaski Tart? That's a tough,
but listen,
tough deal.
The rat on the table is we did an autopsy on this Niner team from week one, and it was all about defense. There was no receivers. Could Debo do it? Pettis. Oh, no. They go get Sanders, and all of a sudden, the defense is hindered because injuries.
Yeah.
And get what I'm saying, fellas, is by the first playoff time, the reality is your offense is so seasoned, it's a weapon now, Steiny and Bonte, and your defense now is your offense, and Garoppolo's right. answered those questions, and now they got a monster on offense. It's just amazing how things are the direction they're going in, because those days of the Niner defense giving up 0 3-point, Steiny, they could
be
done.
They could be done.
But now Jimmy's answered the questions with the weaponry to where
and you don't think,
the Niners offense. You better watch out.
You don't think Sean McVay, I know he's getting ready for Dallas, but you don't think they're ready for that Saturday night and licking their chops, knowing that D. Ford and Richard Sherman's not going to be out there, and they're running out Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods wow. and Tyler Higbee.
It's amazing.
They're
sports,
clicking right now.
Sports.
Right, but it may be too little too late.
It may be
well,
too little too late for them.
Well, the one game behind Kirk Cousins.
But if you got to play Russell Wilson without those horses, do you guys feel?
And they just lost who? Penny, right?
They lost Rashad Penny, but they can overcome that. They have Chris Carson. They got the great
but
equalizer
in
Russell Wilson.
Olivia Newton-John. They
physical
got,
receivers.
They got it took to them. The Rams beat them.
Oh, they did.
And the Rams should have beat them in Seattle.
Should have.
Rams will beat Dallas by 20.
Yep.
I'm looking at the Week 15 schedule and who the Rams play at Dallas, obviously.
Yep.
And
Seahawks at Carolina.
Yes, Seahawks at Carolina and the 49ers at home.
Could be raining
the,
Sunday. They could be playing in the mud, wet track.
49ers 1-1 in bad weather. One at Washington, lost at Baltimore.
Didn't score a touchdown at Washington.
No, they
still going to hold that against.
But that
him.
Was, you know, like that.
He didn't like when Adam Rupenstein, Adam said that
that was a game that
our guy pushed off on the
ball. Sanders. They didn't have Sanders that game.
Yeah, you're right.
He didn't,
and I think he changed everything.
He has.
He didn't play against Seattle in, on Monday night.
He's Kittle. This team's number one, and I'm not ready to say he's not a number one if you put him wherever. Sanders is a baller, man.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about Seattle,
route running
even more,
and all that. Yeah,
thinking about Seattle, and I'm the biggest Christian McCaffrey fan this week. Hopefully, he can go off against that defense. And
he ain't been doing much. Yeah,
no, I know. Maybe they could pull off an upset because Seattle has played a few more tighter games and play down to their competition.
Chicken's coming home to
because
roost.
Now I'm just thinking, like, if you could get the bye week and make week 17 irrelevant, right?
That's
you get
everything.
George Kittle more rest. I was thinking about George Kittle. There was times, fellas, where I looked at George Kittle. I'm like, man, is he hurt? Did he re-aggravate something?
The truth.
Don't forget, he's playing with a bone chip and a pop capsule in his kneecap.
True.
Anybody figure out what a pop capsule was? Never heard of something like that.
I mean,
these guys need rest, Stiney and Goo. They do, man. If they could get 2 weeks off before that divisional round game, man, that'd be
the
a blessing in disguise.
The Panthers just got hammered by Atlanta. I just don't see them beating the Seahawks after the Seahawks just got embarrassed on Sunday night.
Yeah,
I don't see it either. Yeah. I don't see Carolina or the Falcons putting up much of a fight.
I told you I retired to live at Newton John. I
have no idea what you're talking about.
I said the physical line.
Oh, you
Olivia
haven't used
Newton
it.
John.
Oh, you
I
haven't used it in like three
I
shows.
I just used it a second
but
ago.
But you haven't used it in three shows.
You
I didn't
heard
it. Yeah, I did hear it.
Oh.
Dude, he hasn't used it in like 2 weeks.
I was looking at my next tease.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's already seen. Just move on. Just keep your
show business.
Wow.
Yeah, you did say you were going to retire that.
Yeah, somebody called me out.
By the way, Marquise Goodwin. He's done for the year.
Yes. He is.
Man. I am a little surprised that there was a time earlier in the year we were talking about their wide receivers, and I was saying something like, you know, they're all kind of the same. Well, he was the one guy that was a little bit different.
He was fast.
I'm surprised they weren't able to come up with a role for him.
I thought he was Jimmy's guy. Even in the they got something going.
Think about 2017, man. He almost got 1,000 yards, gets a concussion against the Rams in the last game.
Think he's
personal
done with the
issues.
Team?
He's had some personal issues and, you know, losing him. I can't imagine what he's gone through, him and his family over the last 2 years. Then he had to step away from the team again due to personal issues. Then the injuries. It just feels like his time in San Francisco is done now.
He'll
doesn't
get a
it?
Job. His speed.
I mean, he'll get a job. He's a track athlete. He may compete in the Olympics in Tokyo, but it just feels like he's done here in San Francisco, man. Like they,
where are the Olympics?
Japan.
Tokyo, Japan.
Mm.
Think about going.
I lived there for a little bit.
You liked it?
He doesn't remember.
I got
pictures. Like 6 years old.
Yeah, we got pictures in the book.
Good sushi out
How
there.
How old were you when you lived there?
6 through 8.
Do you remember anything of it? Seriously,
just being taken care of our nanny, and that was it. She was.
Because 8
Japan.
For me would be 1972. I don't remember.
I'm gonna say 5 to 7.
I don't remember much before.
I wanted to, real quick.
Old. Yeah.
What is your first memory of life?
Yeah.
Gaga goo goo.
Yeah. Think about that.
Whoa. What
I got lost at Disneyland and the policeman found me and returned me to my parents. That's
How
my
old
first
were you?
6. That was my first memory.
Wait. In Japan?
Yeah. In Disneyland? No, out here.
So wait. You have your first memory in the United States. You go to Japan. You
no,
don't remember
no,
Japan.
I'm back from Japan.
Oh,
we're
okay.
living in San Pedro, but my first memory of life,
Square.
Honestly, is getting lost at Disneyland thinking I would never see my parents again.
You know what? Maybe we'll get into some detail about that coming up on 95.7 The Game, which is sponsored by the first ever Al Attles Classic. We're talking about Marquise Goodwin, whether his time is up in San Francisco. Is Madison Bumgarner's time up in San Francisco? We're also going to have some fun, and we're going to include you guys. We're going to give away our own sports person of the year in the Bay Area and national sports figure of the year coming up next. And that's brought to you by the first ever Al Attles Classic. Witness basketball history at the first ever Al Attles Classic at the Chase Center, Saturday, December 21st. The top college basketball teams in the country compete in a special one-day tournament. Local college teams include Stanford, Cal, and St. Mary's. Visit ChaseCenter.com for tickets.
Hear 49ers tackle Joe Staley with Damon Radowinkowski today at 5. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
Yeah, Joe Staley with the boys at 5 o'clock. And this segment brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. You know, Joe Staley, let's say he were to come on this show, I think I'd come right out of the box with, how come the team didn't miss you? How come the team didn't skip a beat without you?
Niner gang.
Are you overrated?
Yeah, you would never say that to him.
Now, Joe
Staley,
what
happened to our guy? Who? The barbecue man, Jones.
DJ Jones.
He was.
He didn't like me bringing it up.
He was worried. I can tell you why DJ Jones stiffed us yesterday.
What happened?
He was getting, maybe Bonte knows what this is. I don't. Hold on. He was getting a certain kind of test done.
Yes, sir.
I hope. Okay. He's still
why
in treatment.
I know?
He's because
Bonte has like a knee or something. Or?
They're doing some sort of what he called flipping test. You ever heard that?
I've never heard of a flipping test.
You ever heard
test.
That? I said, what's that? And my guy said, it's a medical test. Oh, anybody yeah, knows what a
yes,
flipping test is?
I've never heard of flipping
because I'm still hooping, so you thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's football. Yeah. It would be a football
flipping
test.
Yeah,
you know, I told my agent friend that DJ was great last time. We'll have him on anytime, but since you stiffed us yesterday, then we're going to need Joe
send
Thomas.
Send that barbecue sauce.
We're going to need Joe
still
Thomas.
Yeah, that's the thing. We still need that barbecue sauce.
We got stuff. We got a
from
40, and then we got what's the other thing? I don't eat
pretzels.
They're overrated.
Yeah.
You get them at the ballpark,
that's a soft pretzel. If they're from back east and the gentleman or the woman sends the right ones, you'll see how good they are.
Our guy, Alex Lumpia, Chef Rototo, he's going to be here tomorrow. He's coming in. He's going to cook them, bring them in, and he said, I'm feeding everybody. We're going to give you guys a variety package of the lumpia, show you
really
how we get down. So he's going to be here around 12:30.
Honestly, what are they again?
Lumpias.
I know.
Oh, you know what you never had lumpia?
No.
A guy
never.
That's traveled like yourself?
You never had lumpia?
I don't
think
so.
With lumpia. You from the U. Yeah,
you're
come
embarrassed.
On. Embarrassing.
They're rolls. They're like with meat, chicken, whatever. Some have
vegetarian,
vegetables.
Yeah.
And they got the little dip.
Do they have, okay, any onions or peppers?
No.
No.
Okay.
But you can put them in there if you like.
Diced onion? Hey, 40, bring me a couple plain ones. Onions and peppers, I struggle with
food,
those.
Yeah.
Struggle with those.
Because you went to Vivek's party and you didn't like the food there. What
didn't
do
like
you
the
like?
Beer. Didn't like the beer. Complained about the free beer.
Yeah, you're a food. Dude,
DTs, bro.
Yeah, that is DTs.
That is serious DTs. Now he's asking guys coming in here making lumpia, chopped onions, no tomatoes. Like he's going to be looking into the lumpia style.
You hang out with Dan Dibley. You have to know what lumpia is.
Yeah, I have no clue. Well, no, because
Dibley
he
knows
doesn't,
everything.
If they have meat.
Oh, yeah.
Basically a Filipino spring roll.
Yeah.
415 says, I'm surprised Guru doesn't know anything about the flipper test. He's always passing that test. That kind of flipper.
This is wild.
All right, so Time Magazine announced they have a person of the year and an athlete of the year. Person of the year was Greta Thunberg. She's referred to as the climate change gal. And they also had... the athlete of the year, which they gave to the U.S. women's national soccer team. So I was thinking, what do you say? Don't.
Yeah. Well, I hate when they give an individual award to a team.
You mean like when
it's a cop-out.
The NBA honored the Atlanta Hawks starting five, like player of the week or something, or player of the month?
That is whack.
Something like that.
Okay.
Damn, what year was that, Stein?
Oh, that was the year that Atlanta had a better record than the Warriors.
Who
they
was
were
the
like
coach?
Paul Millsap, Bud Budenholzer.
Coach Bud. 650 says, and Nash in a Filipino egg roll. That actually sounds good. That sounds
you
good.
You haven't had one?
He's had I don't believe so.
Wow. You I probably don't just had some so. Drinks
you
and
you
forgot.
Get the sweet and sour sauce. Oh, my Lord.
I'm shocked.
Mama Dio.
How am I
Grandma
a diva
Dio
if I've never had lumpia? It sounds to me like I'm a rube.
I feel like somebody offered it to you and you're like, I don't want it.
Right. You in the Bay Area. You got to have lumpia.
Hey, lumpia.
Union City.
A great
boy.
Friend, John Dio. We used to go to his house in Daly City. Yeah. And his Grandma Dio. She's, I think she's like 85 now. I just saw his mom at a Warriors game. She used to make them homemade lumpias and bring them down fresh, hot, right out the... Thanks. Shout out E40 for the free lumpia.
All right, so the criteria for this Bay Area Person of the Year and National Person of the Year, Sports Person of the Year, here's the qualification.
All right.
For better or worse, this person has done the most to influence the events of the year. All right, using that criteria, 888-957-9570, we're going to go through some of ours here, and I want our listeners to chime in with who is your Bay Area sports person of the year and who's your national sports person of the year. Who wants to go first?
I'll let Mr. Hill go first.
All right, Bonte, who is your Bay Area sports person of the year?
You know what? I just changed it. First, it was Matt Chapman, but I'm going with Mr. John Lynch. Lynch for the moves he made over the past 2 years, especially over the last year. His draft, obviously, he knocked it out the park with Nick Bosa. But his free agent signings, I know Quan Alexander's hurt. I know he traded for Dee Ford. He's hurt. But the moves John Lynch has made, he didn't panic. He was getting ridiculed. He was on the hot seat. John Lynch stayed the course, and he's constructed a hell of a football team out here in the Bay Area. I'm going Mr. John Lynch.
I'm going to shock you with mine.
I just hope you don't take mine.
Do you want to go national?
No, local first? We'll start.
He's ready to get them all out, one at a time.
God, I hope you don't take mine, because mine's good.
It is Mr. Lakeup. And the reason being is he's opened up a beautiful facility.
What?
And he didn't ask for one red cent from the public.
Not while he was building.
He's asking for some red cents now. My first visit, I didn't tell anybody. I walked around. It wasn't for the gram. It wasn't for Twitter. I just walked around, saw that water, but looked.
He loves the water.
And what this is and what it was back at Oracle and the memories. But the fact that this guy could have been greedy and the powers to be, they didn't ask for a damn dime from the public to get it funded.
They wouldn't have gotten a red cent. It's San Francisco, man.
The whole thing is, people need, not that they're, you know, the team's not where it wants to be, injuries. You need to just check yourself and appreciate.
Who has to?
Everybody.
I don't have to.
What's over there at the Chase Center and how beautiful it is. Outside and inside.
Wow.
And so for that, I'm really going Lakeup.
First
man.
Two, that's no pretty players. Weak. Whatever you call players.
Wow.
Owner and that's a GM.
Shocking. Be honest, did I shock you with mine? Lakeup, you did.
That is whack. It's not mine. Wow. Here it is. Again, the criteria for our own Bay Area sports person of the year in 888-957-9570. You guys can jump in. For better or worse, this person's done the most to influence the events of the year. I'm going with Kevin Durant. Going back to January.
But when Kevin Durant.
All we talked about was Durant. Durant. Where's he going? Where's he going? Well, he left.
This is an award.
I'm done.
For better or worse,
the
person that's done the most to influence the events of the year. Kevin Durant left the Warriors.
Wow.
And the Warriors, how about this, have never been the same.
I'm Kevin Durant.
Clay?
Wow.
You're giving the award, he's nowhere at your ceremony. Lakeup would be at mine.
I'm surprised Guru didn't go Antonio Brown.
I could get KD to come to that award ceremony.
I'm surprised you to go Antonio Brown, Guru.
Well, it's Bay Area.
What? Yeah, Bay Area. I'm over him.
Bay Area. Let's go to Sam is in San Jose. Sam, who is your Bay Area sports person of the year?
Lakeup and Durant are some good calls, but I got to give it up to actually E40, because there's not one sporting event or one team that
wow.
does not support this year and rally the fans around. So that's my Bay Area Sportsman of the Year.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
See, you never know what you're going to hear.
Says,
E40.
Come on.
Bonte Texan.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. You know what?
Nominated.
I'll say that's okay. But when we get the Lumpia, then I'm going to say, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin Durant.
Durant, I know that's a little out there.
You think?
I get it.
That's kind of TMZ-ish.
What are you talking about? Kevin Durant,
for better or worse,
did the most to influence the sporting events of the year in the Bay Area.
I guess
he was the talk of the
town.
Our answers
were from a positive standpoint. Yours was like, you know, the TMZ.
The criteria is for mad. Better or worse.
Better or worse.
I hear you.
It's definitely, it's absolutely
Durant.
Who was
second on your list, maybe?
Farhan?
I didn't have any seconds.
Farhan Zaidi?
I didn't have any seconds.
He was, but yeah. The Kaplan move.
I mean, the biggest story of the year was the Warriors not three-peating. And one of the reasons they didn't three-peat was because Durant got hurt.
Almost went Klay Thompson.
Yeah, people calling it clickbait. It's not
too bad. You know what? And they're fans, and I get it. And they know I'm not a fan. They know I'm objective.
You
know
he's going to have a cut. My heart melted. Why? You got Lynch. It was a good
John
one.
Lynch, you like that, huh?
I would see. That. I would actually put Garoppolo ahead of Lynch.
Ooh.
But that's just
me. I wouldn't be mad.
That's just me. Let's go to Ron in Vallejo. What's going on, Ron? How you doing, man? Definitely Durant.
One great. Emmanuel Sanders, please.
That's an under the radar one.
Yes, please let me elaborate, because before he came, everybody talked how this receiving core was needed a spark. Now look what they're doing. Understand that Garoppolo's doing his thing. I'm watching it. He absolutely is doing his thing, and I believed he could do it, but Emmanuel Sanders coming here definitely sparked that receiving core big time.
No doubt. Yep. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, man. Okay, relax, text line. Jeez.
It wasn't just us or me.
Kevin Durant.
You threw it out for a sore loser.
I was like, damn, Kevin Durant.
First time you ever.
Kevin Durant is my sports person of the year in the bed. He for better or worse, did more to influence the events of the year. People are saying, yeah, he left and they got lousy. Of course. Come on.
We don't know what
dumb,
they
how
are.
Dumb. Come on. Don't be dumb. You know I'm messing around. Yeah. But not with Durant.
Right,
I'm not messing around with the pick. I'm messing around with he's the reason they're bad.
Right.
All right. Anybody else for Bay Area? Anybody else for Bay Area?
Gruden Mayock.
Shanahan, I think, would.
Shanahan. He's in the mix.
I think he'd say Lynch, Shanahan, Garoppolo.
George Kittle as well. Can't forget about George Kittle. He broke the single season record a season ago for most receiving yards as a tight end. And that was with Nick Mullins at quarterback for most of it, him and C.J. Beathard. And then what he's doing this year. George Kittle, I think, is rising. He's on that list.
I'll tell you what, if we would extend the deadline till the end of the year, it would give an opportunity for me to change. If Bumgarner signs with the Dodgers, it becomes Bumgarner.
Wow. See, now you're just trolling, Stein.
Again, the criteria for better or worse. I don't know. So
Bosa,
I gravitate toward the worst.
Wouldn't it be Farhan did for not trading at the deadline, trading Bumgarner for not.
Farnhaus.
Or we don't know if he had control over that. But then hiring Gabe Kapler, now basically telling Bumgarner to hit the pike. Yeah. Tell him Bochy to hit the bike. I mean, Farhan could be in a running for that by that criteria.
Nick Bosa.
Farhan.
I have Bosa on my list, Donnie.
Fred Warner? No. Sherman?
Yeah, I also think it's got to be, I mean, I'm taking the Raiders out of the equation and the Sharks just because, well, maybe not the Sharks. But look, the 49ers are 11-2. So that's a big part of it. The Golden State Warriors were
just went to the finals.
Three championship years in five. So that's oh man. Look at the
text lines coming.
It was just us.
Kevin Durant, you threw me for a loop, so I thought you were gonna go.
That's when I know I'm in tune with our listeners. Man, with the text line back.
Trash. I thought he was gonna go Garoppolo or Kittle or
positivity.
No.
Yeah, you went Kevin Durant.
Do you guys remember, and this is all part of it, do you guys remember how many times last year we were doing shows about Durant? What do you think? Is he going? Is he staying?
Felt like every
day. Is he going to resign? Is he not? That's a big part of this. That's a big part of this. And not to mention, you thought he was going to stay.
Yeah.
And so by him leaving, it becomes a big
story. Thanks for bringing that back up.
It becomes a big story.
I did miss on that.
So there you go. Let's go to Bob. Bob's in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. The show is great, guys.
Thank you.
I think for me, Fred Warner, because he's really solidified the middle of the defense, and you couldn't ask for anything better than that guy.
Fred Warner, thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call.
Honorable
I'll wait
mention.
Until he hangs up and then say,
I, like that,
I don't know.
Honorable mention.
Because then I could say Bosa.
Bosa! Well, see, Bosa to me is above Warner because it's about a name, too.
How fired up was the Bay and his political views and how we thought that was going to be an issue. And he's just meshed and they're brothers.
I'm so happy he's on my team.
You got to give him credit for that too, Bosa.
Right.
Christian's in Mountain View. What's up, Christian? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I got to go George Kittle.
You know, he ignited the buzz for around the Niners. I mean, last year, you know, we were terrible, but he set the record for yards, and he started to get people talking a little bit about the Niners, and he's just held to it this year. You know, the beastly game, the huge pickup last close out the fourth quarter last week. I mean, he started it in the beginning of the year, having a huge year last year, and he just carried it through. He's the mainstay of the Bay Area right now. The biggest talk of the town is the Niners, and it all started with Kittle just really blowing up last year. So my pick, George Kittle. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think Kittle's a good one. Somebody here on the text line said Kyler Murray because he single-handedly ruined the A's season by not playing baseball, and it allowed the 49ers to get Bosa.
Kind of true. That criteria is Steiny. I thought you were throwing Antonio Brown out the window because the Raiders are moving, but man, it's a big one.
Oh, I got
AB.
You. How about national? I'm going to give you my guy. I'll start.
Go ahead.
I think it's got to be Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, do you have him?
I got Kawhi Leonard.
Reaction.
Bringing the first title to Canada.
Right. And not only that, Steiny. He changed the landscape of the NBA.
Yeah.
By getting Paul George to get out of OKC and build a powerhouse with the LA Clippers. He used the Lakers and got to the Clippers and basically changed the landscape of the NBA. I had Kawhi Leonard.
And now
Leonard
the
as
ratings
well.
Are down 100%.
Yeah, well. He's back in Toronto.
Who do you got?
I'm going to shock you. It's a former running back, Warrick Dunn. And I don't know if you guys know his story.
I don't.
He's buying homes. Left and right in his hometown, Florida. No, Steiny, not.
I know. I know.
He's been doing that for 30 years.
He should get the Mother Teresa Award the Gandhi.
Well, give him the Mother Teresa Award because this is about a sportsman, usually somebody playing or involved now. But I got you.
I thought I talked to the producer. They didn't have to be playing.
Do you know this real quick? Warrick Dunn, Deshaun Watson's house growing up was through the Warrick Dunn Foundation.
Not making
that's
fun.
What, did you
not
hear that story? Deshaun Watson was benefited from Warrick Dunn. They lived in one of the homes as he was growing up.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, wow.
That was a little outside the box. Guru, you got to do that one over. It's got to be a player or somebody involved.
For giving
right now
a man his flowers while he's still here.
He's trash.
But to hell with this exercise. I'm saying it's Warrick Dunn. People need to hear
trash
that story.
Why did you shoehorn that story in to a time that it really didn't belong? This is where if you're communicating with us before the show, you'd say, you know what, I'd like to bring up Warrick Dunn.
I'm different.
We'd say, hell yeah, you should bring up Warrick Dunn. Just don't do it during our Sportsman of the Year ceremony.
Monte, help me, Guru. We've known about the story for 15 years.
Well, you've never mentioned it.
Why would I? He worked out in the Bay Area. He doesn't play.
It's all about the TMZ stuff.
No, man. We know about this story.
My winner is Warrick Dunn.
I'm going to take Steech. Think of another one or you're banned. Steech in South San Francisco.
Unbelievable.
What do you got, Steech? How you doing, man?
Warrick Dunn?
Hey, for Bay Area, I'm doing fine. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
For Bay Area, I want to mention Marcus Simeon.
Ah, that's fair.
Bay Area native.
Third, I think, in the MVP voting?
Yep.
You have a national one other than Warrick Dunn?
You guys are dirty, man. Oh, man. People love him, Warrick.
How about Tom Brady?
Belichick?
He's a cheater. They're cheaters.
Who is?
Both of them.
He wasn't holding the camera.
Who was deflating the balls?
Every team
that
does
ball
that.
Boy.
No. Wow. Every team does that, though.
Every
team rubs the ball down and makes it. Come on, man.
Serena Williams. That's a good one.
No, Serena.
That's a good one. Good. How about, I got one. We haven't even said. Then this guy. How about Tiger Woods?
Winning a Masters.
Won a major last year after,
I still can't get over Christmas Eve.
What happened?
When he wrecked a truck.
That was Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Holidays.
And that was 10 years ago.
It's still.
By the way,
it changed him forever. I'm rooting for you, T.
I'm one of these guys who, like, once a guy hits rock bottom, then I start liking him again.
Why would he say who he was?
I didn't like Tiger for the last few years.
Now
I'm starting to like him again.
See, but that's so twisted. When we like to see people fall to the bottom of hell,
it had little to do with that. It had to do with. I think for most of his career, he's been a jerk. I think he's been a jerk.
So he's been humbled, you think?
I don't know about that, but he seems like a nicer guy.
Well, when you lose everything, you got to come
Did his ex-wife, like, get the mansion and it just tore it down just because?
She's got like an island.
She got, man. But yeah, I think Tiger for sure, because he won a major and he's 40 plus years old. Somebody here saying Zion Williamson. That's not a bad one at all. For better, he was most hyped up player in college, and for worse, he's not back in the ballgame.
Just
yet.
To let halftime Jay know here on the text line, Kawhi Leonard was both our picks for National Sportsman of the Year, not Bay Area.
Right. No. That would be trolling. Yeah, that's even beneath me.
I'm gonna walk out of here with my head.
Got a text about Simone Biles.
Oh wow,
gymnast.
I'm not mad at that.
Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos. What's going on, Bobby? How you doing?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. First of all, it's kind of funny because the calendar year doesn't obviously always coincide with a season of sports. But I'll completely agree with Steinman. It is Kevin Durant. If you want to talk about from January, all we're talking about is free agency, what's he going to do? Then he gets hurt in the playoffs, and then finally he gets, you know, his Achilles torn in the final. So I think he absolutely dominated most of the calendar year.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to say is for National, I believe Guru is allowed to say whoever he wants.
Thank you. Wow. My good Lord. Thank you.
He is, but after him like this, I mean, it's not like they went after you so hard because you didn't know what Lupia is. You're in the Bay Area. You didn't know
what
Lupia is.
Well, tell them.
That's crazy.
I mean, I've heard of it.
Wow.
I've heard of it. I just haven't had it.
It was Leonard. And then my number two or 1A, even though it happened early in the calendar year, would be Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
The comeback.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Redemption. Yeah, I guess he did have.
It's just good to know that most people are with me on Kevin Durant.
Most?
At least the most important
people. The text line.
Who are you? Like 10%
style? Bobby, you know it and I know it. He's one of our favorite callers. And when Bobby backs me up, it feels like the whole Bay Area is behind me. It really does.
And the 510, it's not Dave Cavill. You get a new stadium, then you get nominated. All the parties
we never gave him credit for building a Avaya Stadium a few years back for the
outdoor bars.
There, man.
Hey, that outdoor bar is legit, huh?
Hey, you been there?
Of course.
Ted Raimi. What about
Ted Raimi, the voice of the San Jose Earthquakes, would be up.
Riddle.
All right. What kind of a nightmare is this? Madison Bumgarner pitching opening day.
Oh.
For the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Where's the bong? I need a bong.
How does that make you feel? We're going to talk about that next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
Hear 49ers tackle Joe Staley with Damon Radowinkulski today at 5. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
Boy, go ahead.
95.7 The Game breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Quip. Go to Quip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free.
Yeah, we got some big news coming out of Santa Clara. Our guy, Mr. Barbecue Sauce, DJ Jones, Niner beat writers, after listening to Kyle Shanahan speak to the media, he says that DJ Jones, nose tackle DJ Jones, has an ankle injury that will cost him the rest of the season. Also, Jalen Taylor is out. Kentavious Street could be tapped to play nose tackle Sunday. Also, Solomon Thomas, remember that guy from our number 3 overall pick, will be in the mix as well. But our guy, Mr. Barbecue Sauce, we know why he didn't come on the show yesterday. Ankle injury, going to be out the rest of the season. That's a very under-the-radar type of loss this team can't afford.
What is going
now,
on?
In fairness, the terminology that the beat writers are using or could have or likely will have, so I guess it hasn't been made official yet that he will have season-ending ankle surgery.
Damn. Right. Not sure if he's going to have the surgery, but it says this ankle injury is probably going to cost him the rest of the season,
right,
which is brutal. Brutal.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
That's a problem.
There. I'll see if I can get in touch with his agent, get some details.
Has any defense suffered more injuries and been so good like this Niner defense this season. And now it's happening at the most inopportune time. Wow, man. Hey, you talk about Sherman, the captain, and the hammies that were. Oh, let me try. Oh, Miami.
And you already talked about the depth on his defensive line being one of his strengths. You already lost DeMontre Moore. You lost Ronald Blair. That's a big one. That was the name I was looking for. Now DJ Jones. And D Ford's out. So now it's much more pressure on Buckner, Armstead, and Bosa.
And the offense.
And the offense to get the job done.
Like also, they can handle it.
Julian Taylor Bay plays in a monsoon game against Washington. Fourth and one, picked up a fumble. Like, Julian Taylor was big, very under another guy who contributed, 15, 20 snaps a game. That's.
I don't want to overreact. Man. Are we going to start seeing what we saw? And I asked Adam, shootouts. I mean, Vontae, how many injuries can you overcome, man?
Know. Can Solomon Thomas pick it up?
I don't know. I mean,
Solomon Thomas picked it up.
Armstead did, because he was kind of in that same boat.
Now is the time for Solomon Thomas to win back over some of the fans here.
You think he can?
We're going to find out.
This Sunday.
We are going to find out.
Man.
Do you want to give another national sports person of the year?
No.
Do you want to change yours?
I've got personal messages. I've got messages from the text line. I gave Warren his flower. No.
But it wasn't the time for it. He had how many yards did he rush for this year, Warrick Dunn?
He didn't.
How'd his team do?
He didn't.
Well, that's my point. I'm not saying what
how did KD do this
I'm
year?
I'm not saying he got hurt. He played half the year. He played January, February.
Game five of the finals.
That's the point.
Game five of the finals towards Achilles after lighting up the
Raptors. I'll tell you what. You try Lumpia, and when you do, I'll come to the new one.
Seriously, for Bay Area sports person of the year, somebody had Mark Davis for taking the Raiders out of Oakland.
Well, that's
for
trolling.
Better or, for better or for worse.
Yeah, that's trolling to me.
Well, I don't like who did that.
You guys.
I don't like that right there.
You guys need to wake up and realize that not everything's peachy cream all the time.
I work with you.
Exactly.
So you know that. Right like that.
That's not that funny.
I thought it was. Some of my best work.
Kevin Durant and Warrick Dunn. I don't know which one's worse, to be honest with you. I feel like I had the safer. Best picks, the more realistic picks.
The
for
fact
local
you guys are
national.
Judging your own picks.
Hey,
we're
DTs,
getting some big
baby.
Heads in the studio.
Hey, we got
man.
DTs in the studio, and it's my time to reflect my to find my inner DT. I got the best picks here, national, and I know Steiny stole my national Kawhi Leonard. That's okay. But John Lynch, he go,
a lot of people
done.
like Laker.
You're 20 years late. Work Done's been doing this forever.
For national.
And win, shame on any of both, all of us
it's
for
been
not
a national story.
Up.
Bringing who up?
Work Done.
It's been a national story for 15, 20 years.
It doesn't negate what he's doing in this climate.
But it's not.
I'm walking some bar
sportsman anymore.
Without, and he's still doing stuff.
Come
on. And he ain't doing it for, bring the camera and Graham,
Yay.
Instagram.
You don't know that. How do you know about it? Big articles
That's why
being
I'm
written.
Saying.
Right.
It's been a long time.
It's been articles written about it since Deshaun Watson been at Clemson. We've heard about this.
Article. People don't read anymore. They look
they
at
watch
the damn
games.
Phone.
They show the
Videos.
Games. They just showed it in the last Texans game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.